Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll be back this way on Monday. We'll settle this then. Right there, out in the street, in front of the Palace Saloon.
Yeah, right. When? High noon?
Time for High Noon, your last High Noon of 2024. My goodness, you better enjoy it. We talked a lot about the future of Ryan Poles and what could be in the offing as the Bears begin what will certainly be a failed search for a head coach. Carmen Vitale's words came back from yesterday about how bad does Ryan Poles want this job now that it's changed so much since he took it. We played what Brad Biggs said about a possible Poles extension. We argued about Derrick Rose. I'm complimenting the Bulls for not retiring his number and having on the fourth, having a big Derrick Rose night, which I think they've handled deftly to say, hey, hooray, Derrick Rose. And everybody who wants to come out and say, hooray, Anthony thinks it's just the first step toward eventually making the terrible mistake of retiring his number. We also discussed our most disappointing and encouraging Chicago Bears.
It's time.
All right, I have to tread lightly, as I do each year. But this is thanks to Barry Pachetsky, who takes a great deal of pleasure in publishing this each year with actual x-rays of these things. Often, but this is the 12th year that they've run this series, and this is the weirdest things that have entered America's orifices. I'm going to skip two of the orifices and get to the one that all of us as human beings have in common. Because two of the orifices, we do not. And this one, they say they're like elbows.
The mouth.
They're like opinions and all this stuff. Yes. No, it's not the mouth. It's not the mouth.
Not the mouth.
So here is the list of things that got stuck in a dark place officially from emergency room data. Xylophone mallet, foam ball, patient states that he and his wife got carried away, portion of a plastic screwdriver handle, 12-inch ratchet extender, comma, doesn't know why, in quotes, cylindrical wooden block, can of cooking spray.
Huh? Is Pam up there?
Pam! Get out of there, Pam! Pam, we talked about this.
I mean, the spray itself is one thing, but the can of Pam?
Pam! Come on, Pam! I used my safe word, Pam. Shampoo bottle. Can of lotion. Can of deodorant.
The can's here, man.
This is my... Broomstick. This says, shoved a bag containing 20 hydroxyzine pills there for, quote, street cred.
Not distribution, but just credibility.
Hey, what do you think, guys? Do I get my new nickname now? Oh, sadly, you do. Wait, hold on. We're just getting started. Three AAA batteries. I mean, if that's what it takes, whatever it says in the specifications.
Just right? To power you up correctly.
Right. Two AA batteries is another instance, and one D battery.
D, Mickey Finky, D.
D, Mamma Jamma. A 50-cent piece, sort of quaint. A scrub brush, plastic baby bottle, two plastic bottles, and a shot glass. I'll get another one up there. That's not enough. Tale of toy dinosaur. Patient states he tripped in the shower and fell backwards, landed on a shampoo bottle.
Oh, yeah. Sure he did.
Of course you did.
Happened to the best of us.
As right. one does. Patient states slipped and fell in the bathtub, landing on a toy shark. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Bathtub shark doo-doo.
Rectum shark doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Cigarette lighter toothbrush holder. Light bulb, comma, broken. Ha ha ha.
Wasn't that in like a Mike Myers movie at one point?
Right. I have an idea. Right. How do you know? Trust me, I know. Oh, you better believe I have an idea. It's a good idea. Bottle of GHB, board game piece, metal toilet paper holder, motorized tire pump. Marbles, darts, plastic lemon, fake banana.
A fake one? Why a fake one?
Right. Go, what are you doing here? Right. Aren't you all natural?
You're gonna do it. Commit to the bit.
A Jell-O mold. And the last one, it just says, patient reports, I just got married. And he presented with a sex toy that was lodged there. So what if you just got married? Like, that's how you celebrate?
Hey.
Just married sign in there?
But, to each?
So who's
their own, who's, I guess?
I'm not sure our winner is. I think it's either, it may be bathtub shark.
It's Colonel Mustard in the rectum.
with all kinds of, with a can of Pam.
So you do this every year. Okay.
It's not the same people every year.
Right. Canapam guy just shows up every year. Man,
here comes Steve again. Right. What is he? Tale of Dinosaur guy.
Hey, I don't know. It keeps happening. Steve.
I got so many toy dinosaurs lying around. Yes, as far as we know, they're different people.
Oh, man.
Ow.
Yeah.
Okay, TJ Edwards will follow that. He's going to join us next on The Score.
The nuns would have loved you.